Coleraine Council has sparked some controversy, launching its new free Wi-Fi on the beach campaign. From tomorrow, visitors to both Strand Beaches and Port Roche will be able to log on and surf the internet at their leisure. It's a joint initiative by the Department for Social Development, the Northern Ireland Tourist Board and Coleraine Borough Council, and it's on a 2-year pilot scheme. The DSD Minister, Nelson McCausland, announced a £45,000 investment in the scheme in June. But what do you think? Well, if you're reading about this in the Belfast Telegraph today, there it is. There's no escape from it. Now Wi-Fi is coming to our beaches, and there's a debate whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. Journalist Frances Bursko, morning to you, Frances.
Good morning.
Good
Stephen.
Morning. And Amanda Ferguson. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Have you been given off about this, Frances?
Pardon?
Have you been given off about this?
I have, actually, yes. The problem that I have is that the way it's been marketed, Coleraine Borough Council are marketing this specifically as an initiative to encourage more children down onto the beach. Now, the pictures that they've sent us as press releases show a little child sitting on a deck chair, cuddling his iPad instead of going out and enjoying the beach. Now, this, to be honest, this is a complete mistake, a huge mistake on their marketing department and their PR people, because nobody wants children to go down to the beach and sit there with their iPads or on YouTube or on the internet whatsoever. It's crazy. I mean,
well, is it crazy or is it the modern day? Get up with it.
It's out of touch. I mean, everybody is trying, racking their brains to try and think of ways of getting children to stop using all this technology and just enjoying the freedom of the world around them.
Why can't they use the technology with the freedom of the world around them? What's wrong with that?
Because it's like, what is the point of taking children down onto the beach so they just sit there twitching, playing, clicking on things and playing on going on the internet? As soon, everybody knows, if you've got kids, you know, as soon as you put some sort of technology in front of them, they could just go into tunnel vision. They just completely ignore what's going on around them, and they go back into this sort of catatonic state where all they want to do is just communicate with their friends via games and play on these moronic games. And the thing is that once they're outdoors, they should be outdoors enjoying themselves, playing in the sand, playing, going paddling, looking at the sea, looking at the fish, and going on rock pools and that sort of thing. It's just insane.
Amanda?
Yeah, well, I hear what Frances is saying, but the initiative isn't just about that. It's going to be in the town centre, it's going to be on East Strand, it's going to be in West Bay. You know, we're not just suggesting it's for stressed out parents to plunk their kids down with their latest gadget in front of them. You know, you could argue that it could be used to enhance an experience on the beach. You know, nothing could stop my nephews from running around and making sandcastles, but maybe they want to know what the seaweed's about or what the sand's about, and you can look it up on your iPad, you can do all those things, but you know, it's for adults as well. You know, legislating for people.
Of course it is. But the thing is that they're marketing it to children specifically. I mean, the headline of their press release is "It's Child's Play," and they show a kid sitting on a deck chair, you know, with an iPad. I mean, that is the mistake that they're making here. It's a big mistake on their part.
That's just a press release photograph, Frances. You know that it's not just going to be used for that. You know, as well as it being on the beach, there's cafes that are along the promenade there where, you know, and let's just face it, the reality of it is sometimes you do give your kids an iPhone so they can watch cartoons on YouTube to give you a chance to get a quiet meal. No one's suggesting that, you know, children aren't going to be playing on the beach or enjoying themselves. You know, I think that this initiative by the council is to be applauded, and 45,000 in the grand scheme of things isn't a huge amount of money for this. You know, they have it on Miami Beach, they have it in Bondi Beach, Brighton Seafront, they have it in France and Italy, and, you know, for once Northern Ireland isn't 50 years behind everybody else. And, you know, if Port Rush Regeneration Group and the council and the business people and Stormont and the tourist board are all back in this, I don't see what the problem is.
Well, let us know what you think this morning. 08459 555 678. I guess if no one else is being bothered and Wi-Fi doesn't bother anybody else, Francis, let people sit on the beach and do whatever their thing is, whatever tickles their fancy. It's not annoying you.
It's not as though, I mean, people are comparing it to Miami Beach. Look, we've had a month of dry weather. That in itself is headline news. I mean, don't you think that Coleraine Borough Council are getting a bit of ahead of themselves, assuming that this is going to continue and we're going to become like some sort of tropical climate where people will want to do their work on the beach and that sort of thing? I mean, it's just all silly. It's just silly, out of touch. It's a waste of money. £45,000 could have been spent on something much far better, far more useful for families and kids.
Than
installing Wi-Fi. For example, what did I wrote in my article in today's Belfast Telegraph? It could be information given out to kids about the sort of wildfowl birds that are coming in over the coastline to look out for. There could be a hide to put there to watch the seals and the porpoises. There could be some sort of dome created, I don't know, something that has...
There's a danger, Francis, of you sounding like an old fuddy-duddy here, because whether you like it or not, quite a few people, in comparison and contrast to what you've just read out there, quite a few people would prefer to sit and surf the web and read online, maybe a book, play a game, do whatever they feel the World Wide Web brings to them.
Are you calling me a fuddy-duddy?
I'm asking you. I'm suggesting you might sound like one.
Well, look, the last time I was talking to you, we were complaining, weren't we, about the police who'd taken into custody somebody who was playing with a water pistol down at the very same area.
Yeah.
Now, look, you know what my opinion on that was. I was saying it was great fun, it was crazy that the police could be offended. Anyone could be offended by somebody playing with a water pistol down on the beach. But this is like the opposite of that. This is just crazy sort of waste of money where they could have spent it on educating kids in some way. Instead, I mean, what's the point of taking them out if they're going to be sitting there playing on a computer or playing on some sort of mobile phone or whatever? I mean, those are the sort of things that you do in the house, you do in your bedroom, but you go out, you should be allowing your kids to go out and just ignore the technology and just enjoy being outdoors and enjoying the sun while we've got it.
Amanda?
Yeah, well, anywhere there's a facility for quick internet, it's good for tourism, and surely our local towns and cities need any boost that they can get. You know, to me, all these arguments about, they shouldn't have it, it's a waste of money. You know, it's like saying that you can't bring a book on the train because you're going to miss the view, or you shouldn't sunbathe all day at the beach, because you're supposed to be there to take in the view. It's about freedom and it's about choice, and if you don't want to use it, you don't have to. But I think it's going to be, something that enhances the area, and I, for one, can't wait to tweet my pictures from the beach.